Sewers across the region are busy stitching up homemade face masks. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner with more on this home-sewn effort. After the CDC last week said medical workers might have to use bandanas as a last resort in a face mask shortage, Esther Kong launched a Facebook effort to make homemade masks. In less than a week, it has more than 6,000 members churning out N95 covers. She's working with TriHealth, where Laurel Studer says the masks are being stockpiled for emergency use.
We're not using them today, but I think that the goal is to start using them by the end of the week to try to help preserve some of these N95s.
Research is underway to see how long a single N95 mask can be safely used. If hospitals don't need the mask, Kong has a long list of nursing homes and others asking for them.
However, if hospitals don't need the mask, which is ideal because that means they're getting professional medical grade equipment that they need, right? So then in a perfect world, we will give it to our wait list.
You can learn more about Sew Masks for Cincy and find a way for kids and non-sewers to get involved at WVXU.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.